Good evening to everybody. This evening's topic is to discuss the bracha on various forms of crackers. Specifically, we had mentioned, at least in the title, to talk about Melba toast, Stacy's chips, and pita chips, which are certainly subject to controversy since their inception. And of late, the Stacy chip, which has come in the market under the hechsher of the OU, has also been subject to particular machlokas in terms of its bracha. We have served the Kiddush and Shul, and many people have asked if that is indeed something that one would have to wash on. Stacy's chip is a pita that's toasted and has some form of seasoning on it. The question is it similar to Melba toast, similar to pita chip, and what indeed is the bracha to be made on these form of chips, crackers, matzah crackers, toast, and the like. We have been mentioning in the last series of shiurim the topic and the concept of pas haba b'kistan. We have defined, based upon the Rishonim, Rav Haigo, and the Aruch, Rashi, that there are essentially three definitions for what exactly pas haba b'kistan is. Pas haba b'kistan, indeed, in its name, is bread. But pas haba b'kistan is an item which is indeed made of flour and water, but it's not your standard bread item. And the fundamental reason for that is these three forms of bread are not eaten as the mainstay of the meal, but rather they're eaten as snack foods or something that is not one is typically not koveya su'udan, one does not create the meal out of pas haba b'kistan. The first form of pas haba b'kistan is when not only is the water and the flour the main ingredients, but indeed you add something else to change the flavoring. Maybe it's a juice or another liquid medium that takes away from the taste of just simple flour and water and doesn't just taste like bread, but it changes the entire taste altogether, and often that's a cake or a cake-like item, that will be a bari min mezonos because that's not really bread. That's cake, and cake is not something that you koveya su'udan. It's a dessert, it's a snack, and therefore that will be a bari min mezonos with an ala mechia. The second type of pas haba b'kistan is not a cake type of item, but it's a indeed flour and water, and it's a full-fledged bread, but it has a ingredient inside of it, so it's almost changes it changes it from being only as specifically a bread, but it's filled with something else. It's a pie. It could be a croissant that has only a flour and a water mixture and batter, but you throw in a variety of different things into it. And therefore, again, it's not simply bread, it's not flour and water. Because of the additives there, it changes not to the mainstay of the meal, but instead it's supplementary. And indeed, one will make, again, a bar min mezonos on such items, including a croissant, including a franks and blanks, including a knish, a potato, spinach, and the like, a blint. As long as there's a stuffing inside of it or a pie-like item, again, you'll make a bar min mezonos on ala mechia. Tonight we're going to talk about the third form of pas haba b'kistan. Again, it is made of water and flour, but because it's dry, thin, and brittle, it is now going to be made into pas haba b'kistan. As opposed to the first two examples that we spoke about, where the batter is different, the taste is different, the pie filling is a different taste. This evening we're not going to talk about the taste being different necessarily, but rather the texture. The texture of the particular item that we're talking about tonight is a cracker. Or something hardened. It's flour and water, yes, but it's because the texture is dry, thin, a brittle bread, therefore no longer has the status of a regular bread, a flour and water, in terms of something that you're koveya su'udran, but because of its texture, therefore it's going to be a bar mezonos as a result of it being a snack food. So included in this type of category, most prominently, is a cracker. Of course, a cracker is made out of flour and water, but because it is dry, it's thin, it's brittle, it's crisp, and you're not intending to be koveya suda, to create your meal based upon your cracker. That's not the mainstay of the meal. It's a snack food, something you eat in the middle of the day. Therefore, it's going to be a bari min mezonos. Included in this, one could say, are matzah crackers. Matzah crackers are made by many of the Jewish companies. Yes, it's matzah. Yes, it's flour and water. But the fact that it's only a snack food and the fact that it falls under this third category, pas haba b'kistan, something that's dry, thin, and brittle type of bread, flour and water, in that circumstance, you're only going to make a bar mezonos. I'm going to share with you another few items that will fall under this category of pas haba b'kistan. A hard pretzel. Now, a hard pretzel can be a sourdough pretzel. It can be a small circular pretzel. It could be round pretzels. It could be the gamut of different forms of pretzels, from the thinnest to the thickest and everything and anything in between. But because it is, again, its texture is dry, thin, and brittle, and again, it's made out of flour water, and it's only intended to be a snack, therefore, it's only going to receive a bar min mezonos, and again, only an alamechia. The same thing is true when it comes to a cracker. The same thing is true when it comes to a biscuit. The same thing is true when it comes to breadsticks. All of those are examples of things that are under the third and final category of passover b'kisnin. Again, because it's thin and brittle bread, yes, flour and water, but because it's only meant as a snack food, you're only going to make a bar minim mezonos. Another thing that would fall under this category is kichel. Kichel is, you know, the little bit sweeter type of mezonos-y type of food that we eat. It's crunchy, it's hard, it's thick, it's brittle, it sort of melts in your mouth. Again, that will be a bar minim mezonos, albeit that it's flour and water. In Israel, there are two popular crackers that are very, very similar to bread. But again, well, because they're flour and water, maybe you've seen them or you've eaten them. I like them. When we were living in Israel, something called the lachamit. The lachamit is a thin, almost like a matzah type of item, and a patit. Those are two different brands or companies that are very, very popular crackers in Israel. But again, because of the fact that it's a snack food, it's only going to receive a bar min mezonos. We've mentioned matzah now in passing, and let's talk about matzah. Well, how do we define matzah? Is matzah going to be a passava b'kisnin? Is it similar to your breadsticks, to your biscuits, to your crackers, to your hard pretzels, to your matzah crackers, and therefore you'll make a bar min mezonos? Or are you going to make hamotzi? Well, we all know that we make hamotzi. And indeed, minhag ashkenaz is to make hamotzi. And the reason for that is the matzah takes the place of bread. When we eat matzah, it's shalashudas, or whether it's for the Seder, or throughout the 8 days of Pesach, when we're eating matzah, we're using matzah to supplement bread. That's what it is. It's lechem oni. It's established and its purpose throughout the holiday of Pesach, and when you're eating it, for most of us, we eat it to take the place of bread. And when it's taking the place of bread, therefore it's going to require the bracha of hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Now, the truth is, with all the latter examples that we just discussed, certainly the lachamit and the patit, of course the biscuits and the crackers, the breadsticks and the matzah crackers, if you're going to be kovei asuda, if you're going to use any of these crackers and hard, dry, thin, brittle breads as the mainstay of your meal, and their purpose is to supplant and to be supplementing bread, or they're taking the place of bread completely and purposefully, in that case, you will make hamotzi. So if you're eating enough kichel, if you're eating enough biscuits, if you're eating enough crackers, if you're eating a lot of lachamit, patits, or matzah crackers, that you're turning those items that you're eating into the kviya suda, that's taking the place of bread. Either I don't have bread in the house tonight, or I don't want to wash. I just want to have a mezonos. But if I'm going to eat a whole box of Tam Tams, or I'm going to eat a whole box of the lachamits, or I'm going to have an entire box of breadsticks. So therefore, you've now created that into your meal, and at that point, you're going to make hamotzi lechem min haaretz, no different than matzah, which we say itself is something that we are kovei asuda, and it takes the place of bread. Interestingly enough, although our custom, minhag ashkenaz, is to make hamotzi, you should be aware that the minhag sfarad, those of Sephardic descent, minhag Sfarad, is indeed only to make a borei min mezonos on matzah. What do they do about Pesach? So when it comes to Pesach, Pesach is an exception, because when it comes to Pesach, Sephardim understands that only on Pesach does it supplant and supplement as the bread for the 8 days of Passover. So for those 8 days of Pesach, we're going to make a b'hautzi lechem min haaretz on the matzah. But throughout the year, Sephardim understand that matzah is no different than a matzah cracker. It's no different than breadsticks. It's no different than kichel. It's no different than your biscuits, your crackers, and your hard pretzels. It's a cracker. That's what it is. That's what matzah is during the year. So Sephardim always make a bar mitzvah, and that follows the rule of the Mechaber, Maran, who the Beis Yosef, the Yosef Karo, who the Sephardim Paskin like. If they are kovei seuda, if there is enough that is eaten to take the place of the meal, then Sephardim will even make a hamotzi during the year. So that's the first category of the crackers, the hard pretzels, the biscuits, the kichel, the breadsticks, the matzah crackers. That's the first category of passava b'kisnin that I'd like to talk about this evening. All of those are bar min mezonos and an alamichya, the exception being if you're kovei asud, if you have enough of it, at that point you're going to make a hamotzi. Now the exception to the rule, of course, is toast. If you take a piece of bread and you toast it, clearly that's hamotzi. The only thing you did was change its texture or change its flavor, but it's the same piece of bread before and the same piece of bread after. It only looks different. It's burnt. It's a little bit more burnt. It's harder. But toast, everybody agrees, all postmen agree that it's a moti lechem and ar. Now, if that's the case, that brings us to our third category, and that category which is subject to the most machlokes, the Melba toast, the Stacy's chips, and the pita chips. How do we view those things? You know, if you take a look at the ingredients on the Stacy's chips bag, if you look on your pita chips or on your Melba toast, it will say that it's a piece of bread that's toasted either once, sometimes twice. The Stacy's chips bag says that toasted a second time to give it an extra crisp, an extra taste. It depends how pita chips are made. Some pita chips are larger, some are smaller. Some are baked once, some are baked twice. And some pita chips, if you look at them, they even look like pita. It's just a half a piece of pita that's burnt or that's toasted, that a little seasoning is added onto it. And one could argue that it's simply no different than toast. And just like on a toast you'll make a mochi, well, Melba toast, pita chips, and Stacy chips are exactly the same. Some pita chips are ground once or even twice. They're sometimes made even round. At that point, maybe they look a little different than a standard piece of pita, as opposed to some pita chips, which look closer to a piece of pizza. But at the end of the day, the ingredients, the taste, the flavor, and even the look and the texture is exactly like the piece of bread. So at that point, what bracha do you make on Melba toast, Stacy's chips, and pita chips? So these three items and anything similar to these three items are subject to significant machlokas amongst the postmen. For that reason, many say that it's simply no different than toast. And at that point, you'll have to make a hamotzi lechem and aretz on these three, Melba toast, Stacy's chips, and pita chips. It doesn't make a difference how much you eat. You don't even have to be koveya suda. Even to take a bite of a Melba toast, Stacy's chip, or pita chip, you're going to make a hamotzi lechem aretz because it's really bread. It's just like toast. The same way you put a piece of bread into your toaster, you pop it out, you only want one bite, you're going to make a hamotzi. The same thing is true when it comes to Melba toast. Why should it be any different? However, there are those who argue that indeed a bori min mizonos is still made on a Melba toast, on a Stacy's chip, or even on pita chips. And there are two reasons for that. The first argument is that it's a snack, and no different than the biscuit, the crackers, the breadsticks, the matzah crackers, the kichel, and the standard cracker. Those are intended to be a snack. So the same thing is true when it comes to Melba toast. The same thing is true when it comes to a Stacy's chip or a pita chip. Those are all intended to be snacks. And once its intent of its manufacturing is for a snack, and it's not intended to supplant and to be supplemented as a piece of bread, at that point you're also going to make a bar mina mizonos. The argument that is put forth by Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Zichrono Livracha, which is in Rish Chiddush, is that any piece of bread which is made to be toasted and then turned into a snack will always receive the bracha of bar mina mizonos. The Pinei Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted in the Sefer of the same bracha, Rabbi Mandelbaum, contemporary outstanding work on the topic and the subject of Hilchos Brachos, and Rav Shlomo Zalman raises this chiddush, that any bread that's toasted for the purpose of being made into a snack type of food, i.e. a Melba toast, a Stacy's chip, and a pita chip, will always receive the bracha of bar mina mizonos. That's the argument that Rav Shlomo Zalman makes. So therefore, as mentioned, it is indeed a big machlokas what bracha to make. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach's opinion is to make a bar mina mizonos, a Melba toast, and pita chips. Stacy's chips did not exist, and he was not presented with a Stacy's chip. But arguably, Rav Shlomo Zalman would say that you should make a bar mina mizonos on that as well. On the other hand, one and many poskim do argue that Melba toast, Stacy's chips, and pita chips are simply bread, but just toasted with a little bit of seasoning or a little additive or ingredient on it, and at that point you will have to make hamotzi. The opinion of Rabbi Adelsky, Zichron Levracha, who was the posek of the OU, who hashkacha is on the Stacy's chip, paskin that a Stacy's chip is hamotzi, and he ruled that way regardless of how much you eat. He felt the same thing about Melba toast, the same thing about pita chips, that it's simply a toast. And once something is toasted, well, then at that point it's no different than bread, and therefore you will make a hamotzi and receive the hamotzi. So this category is the most complicated. Certainly even these three items, the Melba toast, the Stacy's chips, and the pita chips, if you're eating enough of it, so then you're koveya suda, and at that point you'll make hamotzi. So if there's Stacy's chips at a kiddush, and you've eaten enough with tuna fish, with some herring, and with any other dip of tchina or hummus or egg salad or whatever else is at the kiddush, and you're having that, that really turns into a meal. You've taken the place of bread by eating the Stacy's chip or the Melba toast or the pizza chips, and at that point, there is an argument that can be made that at that point you should wash. So best is possible to have the melba toast, the spacy chips, and the pizza chips within the bread meal. Certainly, Rebelski's opinion was to make a motzi. Indeed, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach's opinion was a bar min mezonos. We do say safek brachos lahakel, but in this circumstance, when it's a safek diraisa, possibly whether or not you should wash and bench. Benching is a diraisa, and losing out on the brachos, the four brachos mid diraisa benching, and losing out on washing and making a motzi is a big shaila. So therefore, because of the safek, it could be that it is appropriate to eat the melba toast, the spacy chips, and the pizza chips within a bread meal. As mentioned, minig ashkenaz is matzah, is absolutely positively a hamotzi. Toast clearly is hamotzi, and the first category, the hard pretzel, the biscuits, the crackers, the kichel, the breadsticks, and the matzah crackers, and all forms of crackers that are made out of bread and water are the classic concept of pasa b'kisnin. If you're only eating a bit of them and you're not being koveya suda, you're just eating them as a snack, you'll make a mazonos and alamichya. But if indeed you are going to use any of those as a bread-like meal and you're turning it into your suuda, at that point you will make a hamotzi and you will wash. I want to talk about brachos in general. As we always like to conclude with a philosophical understanding, a agadic understanding of brachos, and to try to appreciate the brachos that we make, with many, many different ideas that we discussed throughout this series, there's one that we didn't talk about, and that is maybe what is the simplest, yet the deepest and most basic fundamental understanding of a bracha, and that is a bracha is the form of hakara satov. Hakara satov means, free translation, that we're giving thanks to one who did good for us. We are the beneficiaries, and anytime we're the beneficiary, we always like to say thank you. Somebody offers us something, gives us something, and we benefit from the generosity of another, we as Jews are called upon to be thankful and are commanded and charged to be thankful. Hakara Satov, the Chovas Lavavos of Bachya Ibn Pekuda writes, that's one of the most basic characteristic traits that a Jew has, is that we are makirei tov. We recognize the good that another has bestowed upon us. The fifth commandments, the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim, the sefer achinuch, another Rishonim write that the purpose of honoring our parents is only to help us honor God Almighty. If we recognize our parents, we will also recognize God's relationship with our parents and God's role in bringing us into the world. One who does not recognize his or her parents often has a hard time recognizing God. One who recognizes his parents, the good that his parents did for him or for her, the fact that we were children, we were infants, we were adolescents, we were teenagers, young adults, and everything and anything that our parents did for us, we have to be thankful for that. And if we are, ultimately we will be able to thank God who was so beneficial and has given us everything and anything. On that light, a bracha is our opportunity to thank God, to recognize the good that God does for us. Whether it's a drink, a shahakol, if it's a fruit, or if it's a vegetable, if it's a mizonos, or whatever type of item that we are eating. And of course, this doesn't just exist in the world of birchas hanenin, the pleasure of brachos that we make, but in the world that we are surrounded by, the birchas shevach velda, thunder, lightning, valleys, peaks, and rivers, the great seas, and the ocean, the brachos ha-mitzvah that we make upon the sukkah, the lulav, the matzah, the maror, whatever it is that we make a bracha on, we're recognizing, we're thanking God, number one, for being Jewish. We're thanking God for giving us everything that God gives us. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech olam asher kiddushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu. We thank God for giving us and granting us opportunity to serve Him. And here is the basic understanding, the basic element of a bracha, that throughout the day we have the opportunity to connect to God, to thank God. If one would give another a gift, and you don't receive a thank you card, a thank you note, a telephone call, recognizing the good that somebody did for you, that's very, very painful to the beneficiary. And it's our opportunity throughout the day that we are the recipients of God's goodness and kindness and blessings and brachos, that we have the opportunity and the obligation, and indeed every opportunity is an obligation, to thank Hashem, to recognize Hashem for everything that we are. How painful it is, how difficult it is, when a child doesn't recognize the good that a parent gives him or her, how painful it is when a student doesn't recognize how much a teacher does for him or for her, how painful it is when a community member, a family member, doesn't recognize something that somebody else did for him without a phone call, without a good note, without a recognition. So too Hashem, you could just imagine, was also waiting and wants to be recognized and appreciated. The second element that a bracha has is the opportunity to be marbe kavod shemayim and to be mekadesh Hashem barabim. We have the opportunity throughout the day to honor God and to raise God's status when we make a bracha, when we daven out loud, when our voices are raised, when we're amongst friends or family and we recite a bracha and somebody responds, Amen. That is being mekadesh Hashem. We're saying, Blessed are you, God, Asher kiddushanu, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu, Melech olam, Shakol mivivro. At any point when we are saying that out loud and others answer, Amen, the opportunity that we have to be mekadesh Hashem, to sanctify God's name, for others to hear God's name being mentioned and being stated, and others answering, Amen, the ramifications are great, and certainly both in this world and in the cosmos, the effects that a bracha has, the power of a bracha, and the power of the response of an amen is awesome. So certainly, it's an opportunity throughout the day to be mekadesh Hashem, to be marbe kavod shemayim, and to be makir tov. Making brachos, as we've mentioned, I believe, is making Hashem a reality, making Hashem part of our life. We are speaking to Hashem, we're talking to Hashem the same way we talk to others and have communications with others and dialogue and relationships with others through our mouth. Our mouths, our words, our dibur is so intrinsic and is such an integral part of human relationships. And when we speak and when we talk, we are able to converse and we're able to communicate with one another. When we use that same quality, that same character of the mouth, the lips, the tongue, to be able to speak and to articulate words of blessing to Hashem, brachos, that's an incredible way to make Hashem part of our lives regularly, daily, minute by minute, hour by hour, whether it's three times a day in tefillah, whether it's the brachos hanenin that we make throughout the day when we eat, if it's an asher yatza coming out of the bathroom. The more brachos that we make, the more we make Hashem part of our lives. We say in Hallel, Pasuk in Tehillim, Ha'emanti ki adaber, I believe when I speak. The more we believe something, the more we say something, the more we believe it. Ha'emanti ki adaber, I believe it when I say it. There's something about thinking something. There's something about cognitive understanding. There's something that's deep when it's in my heart. But we're able to say something and manufacture a word, a sentence, a thought, a powerful message that's articulated is an extraordinarily powerful tool. And the same way it's powerful when it comes to relationships, when it comes to speaking, when it comes to talking to others, to individuals, to groups, to people, the same thing is true when it comes to our spiritual lives. When we speak words of praise, when we speak words of thanks, when we speak words of trust, that makes our relationship a reality. No longer just in our heart. It's Hashebosa Elevavecha. It begins in our heart, but then ultimately it's Viadata Hayom Hashebosa Elevavecha. And then it's the next step is speaking and talking, mentioning, using these words to make Hashem part of our life, to make Hashem a reality. Ha'amante Kia Daber. Let us take advantage of the beautiful world of brachos, the opportunity that we have throughout the day to make so many brachos, and that's the goal, to make 100 brachos every day, to make Hashem part of our life, not just in the shul, not just in the Beis Medrash, but wherever we are, at any place that we are, for us, for those around us, for those saying Amen, to make Hashem part of our life, to create a relationship with Hashem, a deeper relationship with Hashem, to be makir tov, to be marbe kavod shemayim, and to be mekadesh Hashem, be rabbi. Have a wonderful evening.